Hello.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
I'm okay.
So, well.
Well, he calls me telling me first of all that what is the in other words, what is the problem that I haven't picked up his phone calls? Where have I been? And I said, "Excuse me, I had a doctor's appointment. What day we talking about? Yesterday?" And then he started with telling me, "Do we want a illustration? Do we want a book cover and this and that?" And I said, "Okay, so far so good, right?" Then at the end he says, "Oh, keep an open mind." And I'm like, "Open mind about what?" And then that's when he says, "It's going to cost me for the illustration, for the book cover." And I'm like, "Excuse me? I already made a one-time payment. What are we talking about here?" And then that's when he broke it down and he said, "Oh, it's going to cost me for the illustration and the book cover." And I'm over here like, "What?"
Okay.
So you already know that got me mad.
I understand. I guess you guys got off on the wrong foot while talking.
Exactly, because he should not have called me like that. Calling me like if he was my husband. My husband over the phone. That's hilarious. I said, not even my significant other talks to me like that. Oh, hell no.
Okay, I understand what's
At
happening.
least, at least I'm making you laugh.
Yeah. Well, honestly,
So
I
that's a
think
good thing.
Ethan is a very straightforward guy. He doesn't actually does small talk or stuff like that. He just, talks what
Well,
there to
now,
talk about. So I guess that.
well, and you know what? He met his what's that called? He met his match because I don't take nothing neither.
Okay. So
oh boy.
let's skip that. Let's skip that. We can talk with him a bit out of the picture. I'll talk to him and see what happened. But
Yes.
let me clarify one thing. I
Yes.
guess there's some confusion on your end as well. Did you read your end of the contract when you looked at the services that you're getting? Did you read them?
No, because I only received a receipt from, I believe, from a lady, and when I opened it, it didn't have nothing attached to it.
You what?
That's the only thing I got. And
Huh?
in the receipt, it also says something about basic. It was a certain amount, and then because of the promotion, it went down to 200 something. That's what
250,
the
right?
receipt said. Yeah.
You paid 250.
But from not, but of that, I didn't get nothing else. So that's why I was like, "What?" Ugh. That got me angry.
I think either there's a possibility that the email was sent because we were having a few email. Let me see, 11. We were having a lot of email issues those days. There's a possibility that the email never reached you. There might be a slight miss. Normally,
Okay.
that sort of thing happens because, if that sort of thing happens, people usually just get back to us like, "You were expecting this and you didn't deliver it," and then we correct it because we, of course, we don't sometimes even know that the email has reached or not. So it could happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I can
Okay.
clarify for you, and I'll get the email resent. That's not a big problem. But
Okay.
let me tell you
Well,
what exactly you're getting,
well,
okay? At this time.
okay, but okay, but if it's about including more money, I cannot afford it.
I understand that. It's no problem, okay?
Okay, no problem then. Then we're in the same page.
Right now, I get that. I get that. Right now, you're getting ghostwriting, okay? Now, ghostwriting involves creating and updating an outline, okay? We already went through that, right? We create an outline together. Okay?
Yes.
Then comes the part of writing your book for you, okay? That's going to be, we can, around 100 to 200 pages. That's the
Okay.
Okay, it will be entirely proofread. You get all the revisions that you want, and you have complete ownership rights of whatever we write, and you have proofreading, and you have a money-back guarantee if we're unable to satisfy you with the work. Okay?
Yes.
So that's what you're getting right now. Okay?
Okay.
And the thing is, the reason I told you about the book cover is because eventually you're going to be needing a book cover once the book is written, of course. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
So far,
book
so
covers,
good.
Yeah, book cover is one of the services that we offer. What Ethan was telling you about a service that we have if you want to opt for it. Okay?
Okay.
Everything that is going to be offered to you is entirely optional. Okay? That is what Ethan was talking about with you. Since I talked to you about the book cover, maybe it may have slipped my mind that I forgot to tell you that it comes at a cost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably slipped my mind to tell you that it comes at a cost. So even if it's a problem at this time and you're unable to, you know, get the finances for it, it's fine. Once we'll work on the book and we'll, you know, when the time comes, we'll look what we can do about it. Okay?
Okay. No problem.
And because ghostwriting is just one part of the book. Okay, there's a lot of things that you have to cover eventually because you're going to have to cover your book around copyrights. Okay? You need a book cover. You're going to need an ISBN. And you're going to need someone to publish that book on Amazon, right?
Okay.
It's on you completely if you want to get those services from us or not. But I...
Hold on a second. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that I was putting the headpiece. Because I'm multitasking. I'm eating and talking to you.
Okay.
So I'm multitasking. Don't mind me.
No problem.
You see, when he said all about that got me frustrated. So if we're going to continue the way we're going, you and me, I'm good to go.
Okay, that's good. So how about this? Right now, we won't actually. Ethan will probably contact you from time to time to tell you about things you might need. If you are not comfortable with that, I'll be your communication guide on that as well. It's not a big problem.
I'd rather stick with you.
Okay, no problems.
Thank you.
So that is basically how it is. So ghostwriting is just the start of how things work. At the point of when you want to get a book published, there are a few things that you're going to need, okay? Most important of them are going to be copyrights and ISBN, okay? I'll probably see if I can get a different guy to talk to you as well. Ethan is very straightforward. He usually picks his project and just goes to, yeah, this is how it is and that's how it's going to be. If you want it, fine.
Well,
if you don't want it, fine. He's kind of that kind of guy. He doesn't actually.
Well, you know, him and me are not in the same page, so you and me on the same page.
I got that loud and clear. You don't have to worry about it.
So I said, oh, boy. He's a tough cookie.
Yeah.
But not with me.
Okay, so let's get like things clear as well so I can plan out if I'm going to be, because becoming a strategist for you, I'm going to have to talk to everybody else first. But aside from that,
no
these
problem.
Are a few details I'm going to know eventually. That so we are very reasonable with our prices. Generally, you can look up the market, and we are very flexible in that case. So
okay.
I'll look at what I can do for you in terms of the book cover price. Okay.
Okay.
No, probably agree to you. What did he quote you? Probably 600 something. That's kind of like, that's usually a standard price. So I'll see what I can do for you in that case. Okay.
Okay.
Then in terms of publishing, we have a lot of areas where we can publish. But basically, for now, since you already are hard on cash, once the book is in towards completion, I'd say go for just Amazon for now. If you are good in finances at that time, go for Barnes & Noble as well. But for now, just stick to Amazon, okay? Okay, let me just
so
write this
far, so
down,
good.
actually.
See?
Let me...
That's why I said I'm sticking with Sheldon.
It's okay. So, right now, things we have to cover for Karen. Eventually, we'll have to cover your book cover, copyrights, then comes the ISBN.
What is that?
Publishing. ISBN is the international. It's kind of like a, you know, a number that is designated to a specified book. It's kind of like a serial code for, you know, when you pick up any food, you have a barcode or the serial number.
Yes.
For your book, that's your ISBN.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Then it becomes it depends. Multiple ISBNs are available, but normally the ISBN stands for International Standard Book Number. Okay.
Okay.
Now that book will basically is going to be, I think it's 13 digits. As it's a 13-digit number, that's going to be unique to your book. So if anyone searches a specific ISBN, let's say for your book's going to show up.
Oh.
Yeah. And in order to publish a book on any platform, you're going to need that.
Very good.
Yeah. People who usually, this is your first time, there's a lot of things that you don't know at this time about publishing a book, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It usually seems most people, it happens a lot that some people come to us and like, we didn't know this was a requirement, why do we have to do this? And then we tell them, okay, just go look up, talk to anyone who publishes a book, any publisher who will tell you that you need all of this stuff to publish a book because we have to submit it. Let's say if we are going to be a publisher, we're going to need to submit all of this to Amazon to get that book published. And sometimes it even happens that we complete a book, we have the book cover ready and anything, we send it to Amazon. Even Amazon takes 72 hours to check out the entire book, including the book cover. And then they give their own revisions like, okay, this is what's wrong with the book. Please get that changed in order to get this published because they are a very big platform and they rely on not just, a specific standard. They require specific quality to uphold as well. So yeah, a lot goes into writing a book, but once if you invest well and you are good with it and the book's good, you get a very good return on that as well. That's why a lot of people write books.
So that means after this one I'll be writing a second one?
Well, hopefully.
God willing.
Because a lot goes into it. Like, we have people, I'll be very honest with you, we have people just pouring, like, 30,000, 40,000 into just marketing for a book.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when it sells out to be number one, how much percentage your company gets?
So, we don't get anything, okay? When we say you get 100% ownership rights, okay, you get 100% ownership rights, that means it's your book, regardless of the entire content we've written. It's your book because it's your idea. The reason why we, implore everyone to get copyrights is because if you don't have copyrights, anybody can take that work and make it their own, and you won't be able to do anything about it because you'll be facing lawsuits.
Very good. I like that so far.
Okay.
Oh, boy. So I came to the right person.
Yeah, because we initially didn't used to, like, talk about copyrights because it can get expensive depending on things. Okay, I'm being 100% honest with you. It can usually get expensive because it involves legal fees and stuff like that. But right now, we're not going to discuss that with you because you already have financial problems. That's why in our contract, I don't know, maybe it's been a problem, it didn't reach you, but in our contract, we state that we cannot take ownership of any work that we do for you. It's going to be 100% yours. So that secures you from our end. Okay?
Oh, that's
but
good.
But copyright
okay.
secure you generally for anyone else who could probably copy your work.
And with
so
the
IP, Yeah. And with the ISBN, your work becomes recognizable, and it will also not only it will have the title of the book, it will have a specific imprint. Okay. When you're given an ISBN, you're also given an imprint. That imprint you'd have to keep to yourself, because if you want to change the book or republish it, or do you want to get, tell that I'm the owner of this specific ISBN, they'll ask you for that specific imprint. That's not just going to be a number, it's going to be a specific imprint that relates to that ISBN. So there's a lot that goes
So
into
far,
a
so
book.
good.
Technology has become very advanced in terms of book writing.
No, I see that. Because I never, this is the first time for everything for me in this thing.
Yeah.
And it sounds interesting.
So, in terms of copyrights, I'll guide you on the entire process, and I'll share every article that's related to it, so you can give your own read and understand what you're getting and what everything is on about there. Okay.
Yeah, especially the portion that I didn't receive and I didn't know.
Yeah, I'll make sure once I'm off this call that I get that sent to you. Okay.
Thank you.
No
'Cause I don't want
problem.
no misunderstanding.
Yeah, don't worry, don't worry. You've seen me, okay, Karen, you've seen me.
Yeah.
I've been very transparent with you since day one, because that's how we work. We don't usually make anything hidden. If there's a cost, we tell you. We only like that's why you have the entire package, and in the contract, it's always listed out. Everything that you're getting is listed out. Always.
Okay.
We have very clear work dynamics, and we don't want to get in trouble. And it's very easy to get in trouble. Because like before,
Yeah, I see that.
before getting like telling people to get copyrights, sometimes it used to happen. We complete the book, we give them, they didn't want to take publishing from us. They took from somewhere else. They sent their book without any copyrights, and somebody else, takes ownership, and they get screwed. They come back to us yelling at us, "It's your problem," and stuff like that. We get sued for absolutely no reason. And we're just sitting there like, we did nothing. Why do we
Oh
have to
my
go
God.
get lawyers and, go hearings? That's not our job. For a book company to hire a strong legal team, it sounded so stupid, but we had to do it.
Exactly. Now that you have discussed everything to me, it does sound stupid.
Yeah. That's why we actually, eventually, right now it's just the book cover. Ethan would have called you asking you about your copyrights as well, because it's become so crucial, and people, there's so many new ways to steal stuff now ever since intellectual property has a cost.
Believe me, I know. Do you know how many times I had what is that called? ID
Hey,
theft.
yeah.
Somebody was sending me a check over 5,000, all the way from Texas, and they signed my name and everything. When the bank called me, they wanted to see my penmanship and my ID. And then they asked me, "Is that you?" And I go, "Nope, that's not my signature." And somebody had put my first and last name. So they had to stop the lady in Texas, and she got in trouble.
Yeah, it's the security is getting better and better, but even then, the thieves are getting better and better.
That's good.
As the solution evolves, the problem evolves with it, so that's why we have become very straightforward with this, that in terms of copyrights, we if a person's not willing to get it, then we usually just go, okay, you have to understand that. We have to explain the entire problem. That's why I'm explaining this beforehand, so when the time comes when I do ask you for it, there's no, explaining to do, like, why are we doing this? Why are we asking? Stuff like that.
You said it is called I what?
ISBN.
ISBN. Oh,
International
okay.
standard book number, I think that's what it stood for. Yeah. It's
You
pearl.
know
It's
what? In the fine, prints, you do see that
Yeah,
abbreviation.
you
Yes.
always do.
No,
Every
now I
book,
know what it is.
every published book has its own ISBN.
Now I know.
Yeah. Whoever's going to publish your book is going to provide you with a specific ISBN. If you're to publish your book, I'll be emailing you with the number that relates to your book once that is registered to your book.
Okay.
Yeah. So now are things clear? Are we
Oh yeah,
good?
I told you we're good. Now, that guy and me,
I'm
we're good.
sorry. I'm sorry you got upset with Ethan. He's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. He just sometimes, in terms of when he's in work mode, he usually forgets, like, you're talking. You have to understand the other person, and he just, goes
No,
like,
thank
okay,
you.
there's this and this and this. Again, you need this much for it, and yeah.
Exactly. So now, that's why him and me are on the same page, and it's gonna be only you and
Okay, no problems. No problems at all.
me.
So, do you have like
Even
Lee?
I think at the beginning I gave you a hard time too.
That's okay. I'm.
Not,
It's trust me.
but
You
you
didn't
see.
give me a hard time. You didn't give me a hard time.
Oh, okay.
I've
That's
seen.
why.
I've gotten a very different and mixed kind of
Oh,
hells
okay.
a lot of people. So I get pretty much used to it. So.
Oh, okay.
You
Well, if I did, I apologize.
didn't cuss at me once, so I've had first calls with people just cussing at me for no reason.
Oh my God.
Because I'm
Really?
trying to explain to them what they bought, and even if it's written, they're like, "No, I didn't ask for this, bro. You read it. You signed it. How do you not know
Oh
this?"
boy.
That's why the first thing I asked you was, "You seen it in the contract?" And you're like, "I don't have the contract." I'm like, "Well,
So you say? So that's a good thing. Thank God I emphasize I don't have the contract.
yeah." So maybe I think that's the reason why Ethan didn't even realize, because it's usually a very rare thing that happens that you don't get the contract due to an email issue. I think he didn't realize that. That's why there was this communication gap between you and him. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
So let me see what I can do about that. And let's see, probably by next week I'm gonna get you a draft for the first chapter. We'll
Oh,
start
okay.
working from there. Okay. I'll tell
Should
you how to.
I
Should you?
start looking at the website that you provide me?
Website? Which website?
When you send me a message or anything like that, should I start looking at that?
When I send you a message, I'll actually update you. You remember Teamwork?
Yes.
So I'll send you the file on Teamwork, and I'll text you that I've sent the file. Okay? You have to. It's gonna be a
Okay,
Word
cool.
document. It's gonna have the entire draft for chapter one, if we are able to manage to complete it in single draft. Okay?
Okay.
So you can read it, and if you want to make any changes, you can just change the font and edit it out in Word and send it back to me. If you have any a small load, so like you want a small load to give to the writers, any questions you want to ask them, you can ask them through me as well.
Okay.
Similarly, they're going to send me small notes in the future drafts to ask questions. They tell me to ask questions to you, and I'll ask them accordingly.
Okay.
I'm basically the communication bridge between you and the writers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Every
far, so
call
good.
that we'll have, like the last call we had when we discussed chapter one and the outline, okay? Well,
Yes.
as I told you on those calls, that those calls are going to be recorded for the writers, right?
Yes.
So yeah, the entire writing team hears out that entire call while they're reading what I typed out for them. So they have a good idea of what they're
Okay.
getting into.
Okay.
Yeah. Since this is a unique scenario, it's very unique for us to, like, rare, not exactly unique, very rare for us to do an entire ghostwriting book from scratch and just on calls. So it's going to be comparatively slower till we, you know, get a strong pace going, because it's very rare for writers, and it's slightly difficult to just, you know, understand everything from a call that they didn't take.
Okay.
Yeah, because since COVID, every writer has been work from home, so we try to keep as less people as possible in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's become rather difficult to roll out a strong, you know, amount of graphs, or we have a very strong communication. So sometimes we just hold meetings and then we talk about it over some coffee or something like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll keep you posted on everything and give thoughts about the book cover. I'll see what price changes I can make for you. Okay.
Okay.
Probably
I'll just answer it back.
Mhm.
Okay.
I'll probably try to bring it around 500. I think that's the best I'll get from the guys back in illustration. Because we have, like, multiple departments, and we have to, if you have to make a change in price, then you have to go argue with those guys. Like, guys,
okay.
I get it. It's expensive, but I want it in this price. So we're like, internally bargaining with each other. Can you manage this? Can you reduce that? So it's like an internal bargain for us. So I'll talk to them and see what I can do. Okay?
Okay.
This is me. I'm very transparent with everybody about what I do, so they know exactly what's going on.
Mhm. Exactly. That's why I was ready to chop off Ethan's head off over the phone. You see, because how would I know? I didn't have no proof of anything.
I got it. No worries. I'll get you the contract. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Thank you very much for everything.
No problem. Any other questions you have, Karen?
No. So far, so good. We're in the same page.
That's good. By the way, I never asked, what do you do?
Huh?
For a living, what do you do?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's your work about? I never asked, what do you do for a living?
Oh, because I was chewing? I couldn't hear you, sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Right now I'm working for a legal firm.
Mm-hmm.
So I do data entry and answer the phone calls, interact, and check information in the legal firm if they're open or not open.
Ah, I see.
If they're open, then we could assist. If it's closed, then we have to assign them to somebody else.
I see.
But this firm is closed, supposedly.
Cool. So, have you seen Suits?
Huh?
Do you, like, watch season and stuff? Do you watch Netflix?
To be honest with you, my son got me watching this show that, I don't know if you know the show name, but it's Red People.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the next episode.
Okay.
You're
in a law firm, right?
Yes.
Go watch it's a series called Suits, okay?
I think it's that. Suits?
Suits. Trust me. It's amazing.
And the people, they wear red clothes? They cover their face?
No, they don't go red clothes. I'm telling you, if you're in a law firm, you should go and watch Suits. It's an amazing season.
Suits. Okay.
Yeah. Well, probably a lot of your colleagues know about it because it's just freaking amazing. And it's very popular these days.
Okay.
It's ended back in 2001. So not 2001, 2000, like 2021.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just from last
year.
It has 9 seasons, so you have a lot to watch.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep in mind.
Cool. So I'll see what I can do for you, and then we'll talk on it, okay?
No problem, and thank you for everything.
No problem, Karen. Take care and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.